And I've read much more of where many of our leadership within the SBC are going. And it ain't good. And if it doesn't turn, it will split our denomination wide open. I pray not. But it will. And I will always give them the benefit of the doubt until I can give them the benefit no longer. I do not want to leave this denomination. But I'm a follower of Christ first, and I'm a Southern Baptist second. And our allegiance is with Christ first and foremost. And so part of my concern is not just for the future of our denomination, but part of my concern is for myself and for our elders and for us. Because I see the subtle deceit of Satan's schemes in our convention's leadership. Listen, guys, I'm not questioning their heart. I sincerely believe that they want to do the right thing, but they're going about it in all the wrong ways. And they're not seeing it. Could that happen to me? Or Shell or Daniel or Brad or you? It could. It could. These guys are incredible administrators, way better than me. These guys have incredible intellect, high above mine. They are head and shoulders above me in so many ways. And I ask myself, how did this happen? And why does it continue to happen? Because it's been going on for years. And it just continues to get worse. And perhaps 2020, ironically, has brought this all into focus. I don't know about you. I'm ready for 2020 to be over. It's been a rough ride. I hope 2021 is way better. I don't know if it will be, but I hope it is. But the ride for the SBC is going to be rough. And so we need to pray for the Platts and the Greers and the Devers and the Matt Chandlers and all of these guys who are now woke. And ultimately, denying the power of the gospel to change the heart of people. While they capitulate to the government's demands, and while they so eagerly want to speak the language of the millennials and to take up their causes in order to bring them in to the fold of the SBC.